Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Northeast Louisiana is blessed with a number of national wildlife refuges that exist to conserve fish and wildlife and their habitat in perpetuity, or at least until the law changes. Most of these lands and waters are bought outright from willing sellers. Condemnation of private property no longer occurs in these matters. Especially in tight fiscal times, people may wonder if buying these properties is the best use of their federal tax dollars. Not to worry, as most of the acreage is not purchased with tax revenues, but with two pots of money established by forward-thinking lawmakers. The first involves the Migratory Bird Hunting and Conservation Stamp, better known as the Duck Stamp. 98% of duck stamp receipts are placed in a pot called the Migratory Bird Conservation Fund. A commission oversees the distribution of the funds, which can only be spent for the purchase of wetlands and other migratory bird habitat. Since the Duck Stamp Act was passed in 1934, sales have generated over $850 million that have protected more than 6 million acres nationwide. In the fall of 2014, about $8 million of this money was used to add almost 6,000 acres to the Mollusky Unit of Upper Ouachita National Wildlife Refuge. A second source of funding is the Land and Water Conservation Fund, created by Congress in 1965 to buy lands not only for federal refuges, but also for national parks, national forests, and other federal conservation needs. The money comes from leases that energy companies pay for oil and gas drilling rights on the Outer Continental Shelf. The idea was to use revenues from the depletion of one natural resource, offshore oil and gas, to support the conservation of other precious resources, our land and water. Unfortunately, this fund is much more politicized than the duck stamp pot, and much of the $900 million that is generated annually is siphoned off for pet projects. In 2014, money from this account purchased a critical 800-acre addition to Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. It is important to know that there is never enough money in these pots to meet the demand across the nation, and that we are very fortunate here to receive a share. You should also know that there are always legislative threats to dismantle these essential conservation tools. A simple way to support them is to buy a duck stamp each year, even if you don't hunt.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramlow.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.